Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Last week, I don't know the story, and I was looking for a news story on it, but I heard someone call in, I think it was Pastor Will's show, about how there's no diesel in New Haven or something, and we looked into it, and it's not necessarily the case, but it's complicated. So I don't know. This is why we bring in people who know the business, their specialty. Chris Herb, president of Connecticut Energy Marketers Association, joining us here on WTIC, Brian and Company. Chris, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
So what is the deal in New Haven? There is diesel, but it's not available to retail customers, just to the big contracted customers. Is that it?
Well, so the allegation that there was no diesel was not correct. Right. Are we in a tight supply situation? Absolutely. And the purpose for it is obviously the war in Ukraine. European economy is 95% diesel, where Connecticut or the United States economy is about 95% gasoline. So right now, Europe is demanding a lot more diesel fuel, which is pulling away from other supplies in the world, including Connecticut. So because heating oil and diesel fuel are essentially the same product, we have found ourselves in a really tight supply situation. Last week, it got really close. And what ended up happening is that retailers who had lines of credit and had existing relationships with their wholesalers and contracts had no problem getting product. People who didn't were asked to wait because no one needed heating oil on Friday when it was 90 degrees
right.
out.
Right. Okay. So can I ask you a question? This is outside Connecticut, but why is it that I didn't know it was that high in terms of Europe's dependence on diesel to be 95%? Why is it they're so much more reliant on it and we're not?
Sure. Europe's economy, from an environmental standpoint, there was a decision made a long time ago to move to diesel fuel, which has lower emissions standards than gasoline did in the United States at the time. And that's why they basically went in two different directions on which fuels we were more reliant on. I also think that the auto manufacturers in our country made the decision a long time ago that gasoline was going to be the technology that they were going to pursue. So those are some of the basic reasons why it went in that direction.
We're talking with Chris Herb from the Connecticut Energy Marketers Association here on Brian & Company on WTIC. So I was born in 71. I don't really remember I don't know what you call it.
Days.
Well, were the days where there was a real, there were gas lines and so on and so forth. It's hard to fathom that would happen again. Like, what are we looking at in the near and the medium term?
Sure. Back in the 70s, during the embargoes, the government ran allocation. They were basically saying we're going to conserve supply by allocating it to the public. That's more done in the private market now, where retailers might be put on an allocation so that they don't make a panic run, so they don't do the old toilet paper thing during COVID or going to buy milk and eggs during a blizzard. So the private market does that, and allocation happens from time to time. Superstorm Sandy, Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
That's when wholesalers step in and say, listen, we're not going to allow a few customers to take all the fuel. We're going to make sure all of our customers have fuel. And so we're seeing a little bit of allocation at this point right now, just as a precaution.
I think it was the Yankee Institute might have done it. And right now the price in Connecticut is about, I don't know, 6 cents cheaper than Massachusetts. And I guess historically we're usually about a dime more. So that's like, you know, anywhere from 14 to 16 cent, you know, difference. But why isn't it 25 cents? You know, like we're supposed to have that 25 cent sort of relief from the gas tax, but it doesn't seem to compute out to that. Is there a reason for it?
Different markets have different pricing mechanisms. And right now, if our market is tighter, what you see is the spot price at the harbor will go higher in certain markets versus others. There are certain parts of the country that are less affected by what's happening. So you see that there are states that don't have the spikes or not as dramatic. The East Coast has been affected more because we are supplied by waterborne inventory. It comes over on barges. And it's just a matter of, did the barge go to Boston and is Boston full? Therefore, the supply and demand situation doesn't dictate a higher price versus New Haven or Bridgeport. So I think that's what we're experiencing. We're experiencing regional pricing differential because of the availability of supply and how much inventory they actually have.
Hmm. Chris Herb joining us here from the Connecticut Energy Marketers Association. So, and again, no one can predict this, and so we all have that caveat. But do you feel like we're nearing a top, or you think that we're going to $5 here in the Northeast?
Yeah, I don't have good news there. I do think that we're going to see more pain as Memorial Day comes. We're going to see the driving season start to kick into high gear. The other part is we have government gas, we call it in the industry, that we have to switch from winter, a cheaper, less expensive winter blend of gasoline to a summer blend. And that's going to be fully in effect on June 1st. When that happens, it typically means about 15 cents a gallon. So the government forcing us to switch over to more expensive gas is going to push the price up. The summer driving season, increasing demand when supply is still tight. And then, and like I said, in Memorial Day is sort of the kickoff to that. So I think the short term, the next month or two, we're probably going to see higher prices, not lower prices. And I know that no one wants to hear that, but it's just the way that the future looks right now.
And it makes total sense, right, from what you say. I guess my question is, what could make it better? What could change?
The end of the war, unfortunately, a recession. The other thing that people don't want to hear is higher prices typically fix high prices because it the market becomes oversupplied.
Right, like demand destruction, if you will.
Correct. Yeah. So there's not a lot of optimism that the war is just going to stop, or that, you know, no one wants to see a recession. But if it happens, another resurgence of COVID. You know, if we saw negative oil prices just a couple of years ago, the swing in prices in 2 years is the most dramatic in history. There's nothing but ever seen like it.
Yeah, that's the thing that sort of scratches. Listen, I covered the Bakken back in 2011 when the fracking boom hit, and, you know, when the U.S. became a net exporter was a big deal. And it's crazy that it's, you know, that happened some 10 years ago. But to have that kind of price shock in such a short amount of time, as you said, Chris, is it all these fundamentals? Is there something else going on here? Is there any profiteering, or is it all based on classic supply demand issues?
There's a whole bunch of drivers here. One of them is a fundamental change in national energy policy. Right, you know, when we were a net exporter, if we continued to have that status, it would have taken a lot of pressure off of local fuel prices. But the White House made a decision 2 years ago to say, you know, we're not going to import a lot of very inexpensive Canadian oil through the XL pipeline, and they shut that project down. They put moratoriums on energy production in the United States. So that decision, based on an unanticipated rush in demand with people rebounding from COVID or just getting sick of COVID and saying, we're going to move forward, we're going to go on vacation again, and we're going to go back to work and school. With those two events coming together, and you throw a war on top of it, this is truly the first wartime energy economy that we've experienced on the heels of a once-in-a-century pandemic on top of losing our net export status of energy. And that's what we're paying for right now.
All right, good stuff. Chris, thanks for coming on the show and clarifying a bunch of this stuff. I think it's really important.
No need for anyone to panic, and anytime you want to talk, I'm around.
All right, Chris Herb, president of the Connecticut Energy Marketers Association. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, that's not, and just to summarize for folks in their car right now, with the switch over to, they do switch, there's different blends and the refineries make adjustments. And so the summer blend is more expensive, he says. So built in, he says, is another 15 cents a gallon. And if you just off that against today's price, today's $4.54, I mean, that gets you to $4.70-ish, right? And so he thinks $5 gas could happen. I just wonder when it starts to really impact people's habits. Like the only thing that I've changed is that I will do the Cumbies with the Smart Pay or go to Costco. And I find that I wait until it's down to close to zero.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.